empowerment. On the last track, we discussed the three levels of grieving losses, which include grieving specific losses, grieving the realization of powerlessness, and grieving mortality. On this track, we will include exercises to help clients gain a feeling of empowerment, taking inventory, refining yourself, and accentuating the positive. On this track, we will address PTSD related to combat. Charles had been captured during the Vietnam War and held in a POW camp. As was common in these camps, the prisoners were tortured, beaten, and starved. Because of this inhumane treatment, Charles most clearly suffered from a low sense of self-worth. Charles stated, "They treated us like dogs, worse than dogs. There are times when I almost believe they were right. There's never been any time in my life after that I felt good about myself because of what they did to me. They took everything." As you can see, as a result of the torture and foul treatment, Charles had lost much of what he believed was his humanity. To help Charles and clients like him, I will include several techniques, many that you might consider using on your client who is suffering from a lack of self-worth and self-esteem. The first empowerment technique I use with Charles is taking inventory. In this exercise, I asked my clients to focus on their progress throughout therapy and how much they've improved over the various months and years. I asked Charles to carefully consider, then answer the following questions. 1. What have you learned about how the conditions of trauma distorted your view of what occurred during the trauma? Your role in causing the trauma, or influencing its outcome? Your self-esteem, and your view of other people? 2. What have you learned about yourself emotionally? 3. Which emotions do you struggle with? 4. What are your most trying emotional situations today? 5. Do you have any unfinished emotional work to do regarding the trauma or secondary wounding experiences? If so, what? 6. How did the trauma change your view of the meaning of life? 7. How did the trauma change your view of human nature? Charles answered, "I've learned that what the VC did to me was wrong, and that they were not right in torturing me. I've learned that I can be caring emotionally. I love my wife, and I can be sensitive towards her. She dearly loves me, and I love her back, which doesn't make me an animal. I still struggle with my feelings of anger. I still can't forgive the VC for what they did, but I suppose I'll have to one of these days. I value my life more after going through those conditions, and I know now that there are people who do evil in the world, and people who do good. From now on, I'll focus on those who do good." As you can clearly see, Charles had finally found the means to recognize his worth through his wife. The second empowerment technique I asked Charles to try is the refinding yourself technique. I asked Charles to remember back to a time before the war and answer the following questions about that time. 1. What did you do for fun? 2. What were your major worries and anxieties? 3. What did you like about yourself then? 4. What didn't you like about yourself? 5. Who were your friends? 6. How are you getting along with your family? 7. Did you have any religious or spiritual beliefs? If so, what were they? 8. Did you have any firm philosophical or existential convictions? If so, what were they? 9. What dreams or goals did you have for your life? And what were your interests? 10. Of the goals and interests you had prior to the trauma, which ones would you like to pursue now or in the near future? 11. Of the pre-trauma goals and interests you are still drawn to, which would you realistically be able to pursue? What obstacle would stand in your way? And during this exercise, Charles digressed into a very long and heartfelt story about his teenage years. "Oh man, what didn't I like to do when I was young? I was that smarmy-ass kid down the block that got everyone else in trouble while still beating the rat myself. We'd set off firecrackers under the cop's car and teepee every house on the street. I remember one time, Bobby Carlyle jumped this guy's fence whose house we were egging and came to the fence with a Doberman. I never seen a 17-year-old wet his pants before that." As a result of completing this exercise, Charles could reflect on a time that didn't involve the war. In addition to taking inventory and refining yourself, the third empowerment activity I asked Charles to do was to complete the accentuating the positive. I asked Charles to complete the following steps to help build up his self-esteem. 1. Develop a list of 10 positive statements about yourself that are meaningful, realistic, and true. 2. Write these 10 statements on a piece of paper. 3. Find a place to relax for 15 to 20 minutes. Meditate upon one statement and the evidences for its accuracy for a minute or two. Repeat this for each statement. 4. Repeat this exercise for 10 days, adding an additional statement each day. 5. Several times a day, look at an item on the list, and for about 2 minutes meditate on the evidence for its accuracy. Obviously, this exercise is designed to help Charles emphasize his qualities that he values. On this track, we presented exercises to help clients gain a feeling of empowerment, taking inventory, refinding yourself, and accentuating the positive. What are three exercises to help clients gain a feeling of empowerment?